So I was extremely unimpressed, to say the least, when, at the beginning of August, I was told I was to stay for the foreseeable future with my father's cousin Millie. Aunt Millie lived in an obscure village some 100 miles north of the Yorkshire Dales, and was married to an army captain, a professional soldier in the Yorkshire Regiment. She was much involved in the local women's voluntary service, and probably only agreed to have me because my father was able to pay her a generous allowance. For the first time in my young life, I argued with my father. He seemed genuinely astonished that I should question his will. His face grew strained and white.
"I have discussed it with your mother, Martin, and she agrees with me. You will be better off in the country with Aunt Millie. You're only 10, and I am responsible for your welfare. I think I can still be relied upon to know what's best for you. Now, let that be an end to it."
I lost my temper. Reason and restraint fled.
"You know nothing about me. You don't love me. You're only thinking of yourself. No wonder Mummy left."
I ran upstairs to my bedroom, slamming the door behind me so hard that the windows rattled. It took me some time to calm down, and when the anger left me, as it did all of a sudden, I felt deflated and sick with misery and resentment. When I put my ear to the